This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Sanhedrin, tape number 5.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Reb Moshe ben Shimshon Helfgott Zichron Livroche. A Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're holding a Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Dalad Amud Beis at the beginning of the 10th parak Elu Hein Hanechnokin. And the Mishnah says, these people receive the einish of chenek, strangulation. Number one, a person who wounds a parent. Number two, a kidnapper. Number three, a zakein mamre. This is a chacham who rebels against the psak of the Bezdin Hagadol. Number four, a navi sheker. Number five, one who gives nevuah in the name of Avodah Zarah. Number six, one who is Bael and Eshes Ish. And finally, number seven, Edim Zaymimin, who testified on a Baskayan Nesua, who was Baal. And the Gemara says, anytime the Torah says Mois Yumas, and it doesn't specify the type of death, it automatically means we give that person the death of Chenek. The Gemara says, from Kol Maka Nefesh, we learn that if one kills a Gadol, or even a cotton, he's Chayav Misa. The Gemara says if someone makes a wound in an animal for the purposes of refuah, he's potter. So too, if one makes a wound to a parent for the purposes of refuah, for example, bloodletting, he's also potter. However, if Papa did not allow his son to pull out a thorn because he was afraid that a chabura would be made and there would be an iser shaykik. If we're so afraid of chabura, so how can we allow someone to use a needle on Shabbos to remove a thorn? Let's be chayshish for chavola, which would carry a chi of skila. More answers, there's no skila, since this is considered mekalkel. This is destructive versus constructive. And this works, even according to Reb Shimon, who holds mekalkel b'chabura is chayev, but who also holds that malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is pater. This means malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is a malacha which is not done the same way as it was done in the Mishkan. The classical case of malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is, for example, a case by digging up ground, not for the purpose of harisha. We know harisha is asur on Shabbos, but if a person digs up the ground, not for the purpose of harish, but for the actual earth itself, they need the earth itself. So this is a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, and it would be mutter to take out, therefore, it would be mutter the same way, to take out a thorn on Shabbos. Taisvis explains that this would be mutter not only according to Reb Shimon, who holds malacha she'ena tzricha legufa as mutter, but even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds malacha she'ena tzricha legufa as asur. That's because this is considered a davar she'ena miskaven. A person doesn't have kavana to do the particular malacha. We should point out that in Simen Shin Chaf Ches, the Mishnah Brura paskins, that it's mutter to take out a splinter on Shabbos, as long as we're careful not to take any blood with it. The Gemara says the son is allowed to be the shliach of Bezdin, to give malchus to his father, since Kvayd Shamayim is greater than Kvayd Aviv. Rav Sheisha says, if someone is mevayish, embarrasses a sleeping person, and that person dies in his sleep, he's still mechuyev to pay the family because of the baishas, the embarrassment to the family. The maskana is that a son cannot act as a shliach to give malchus or punishment to his father, unless the father was a mesis, the father incited for Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah. If a person hits a parent, he's only chayav misa if he makes a chabura, if he makes a wound. There is a chumra by makalkel, by makalel versus maka, in that makalel la'achar misa is chayav, while chabura la'achar misa is potter. Gemara. Not only does a son have an iser of kilel aviv v'imai, but a daughter, tumtum, or an androgynous, also has this iser. And finally, there is a shaila if kusim are considered as geri emes or not, i.e. are they geri emes, or they're really not authentic, and they're really considered to be gayim. The Mishnah. If someone kidnaps a nefesh mi Yisrael, he only becomes chayev b'misa if he takes the captive into his rishus. Rabbi Yehuda says, only if he also uses him. If a father kidnaps his own son, or a chatzi eved, chatzi ben charen, it's a machlekes if he's chayev. The Gemara. Not only is a man kidnapper chayev, but a woman kidnapper is also chayev. And finally, the captive makes no difference if it's a gadol, a cotton, or a ger, he's chayev. But if one kidnaps an eved, he's potter for misa. Daf Pei Vav. A stam mishnah, we say, is like Remeir. A stam tosefta is like Rabbi Nechemya. Stam sifra, which is the Teres Kahanim on Vayikra, is like Rabbi Yehuda. And stam sifri, which is on Bamidbar and Devarim, is like Rabbi Shimon. The din of Baishas does not apply to an eved kanani, since he really has no relatives. The mekor for the Isser of kidnapping is from Leisignov, in the Aseres HaDibros, where geneva means stealing people, not stealing mammonis. If a pair of Edom testified on a kidnapping, and another pair testified on the sale of a kidnapped person, and the Edom became Zaymimin, Chizkiyahu says they're potter from Misa, since he holds like Rabbi Akiva, al pishnayim Edom yakum davar. It's only considered to be an Edus if it's a full Edus, not a chatzi davar. But Rabbi Yechanan says, chayev Misa like the Rabbanan, who say Edom can be chayev even if the Edus is just on a chatzi davar. The next Mishnah. Azokein Mamre is chayev chenek, since he ignored the words of the Bezin Hagadol. There were three batei din in the Beis HaMikdash. Number one, the Pesach HaRabayis. Number two, the Pesach Azara. And number three, the Lishkas Hagazis, which was considered the Supreme Court. A Talmud who can't really paskin can never have the chiyav of Zokein Mamre. Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara. The din of Zokein Mamre only applies to a mumcha, not to a Talmud. The Beis HaMikdash is considered to be the highest point in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is considered to be higher than all other Aratzais in the world. The Gemara says a good example of Zokein Mamre is if Bezin says a certain year is not considered a leap year, and the Zokein Mamre says it is. It'll come out, because of this conflicting psak, that people could be over on Chametz BePesach, because they're not really sure whether the year was a leap year or not. There are 11 days of the month that if the woman sees dam, we consider it to be dam ziva. If she sees dam for just one day, she's called a shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim, and she becomes tamei for one day. But if she sees dam for 3 days, she becomes a zava gedela, which will require a carbon, and the weight of 7 clean days, shiva nekiyim. If she sees dam on day 9, all agree she's considered a shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim, since if she'll see it on days 10 and 11 as well, she'll become a zava gedela. If she sees dam on day 11, all agree she is not considered a shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim, and she isn't roi to be a zava gedela, since day 12 is not considered dam ziva. What if she sees it on day 10? Rabbi Yechanan says it's like day 9, and there's a din of shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim. And according to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, it's like day 11, therefore there's no din of shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim. The dam of dam leida is a machlokes. Rav says all blood that comes from a woman comes from one source. Levi says there are two sources, a source that produces dam tameh, and a separate source for dam tahar. If we have a baharis, which is a simon of leprosy, and then we have a white hair on the spot, it's a simon tuma. If first the white hair came, it's a simon tahar. If we don't know which came first, the Tanakhama says tameh, Rabbi Yeshua says tahar. A house can only become tameh if the negat saras is the length of at least 2 grisim times the width of 1 gris. Daf Pechas. If a person says, my property goes to Cherem, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says it goes to the Berak HaBayis, and there is a halacha of Hektish and Me'ila. The Chachamim say it goes to the Kayin, so there is no din of Hektish and Me'ila. The Gemara says the mitzvah of Peah, which is leaving the corner of the field for the Ani, exists primarily when the grains are standing. If you miss this, you do it when it is in piles. The Gemara says if a person had a Shaila, they would go to the local Bezdin of 23. If they didn't know, then they would go to the Supreme Court of 71 in Yerushalayim, which was done in the Lishkas Hagazis from morning till night. The Gemara says once the Talmidim of Hillel and Shammai increased, the amount of halachic machlekesin increased as well. They asked, who is considered a ben olam haba, one who is humble and one who learns Torah but doesn't give himself credit? The Mishnah. If a Zokein Mamre claims there is no mitzvah of tefillin, he's pater. But if he claims you put 5 batim instead of 4 in the tefillin shel roish, he's chayev, since he's adding on the divrei chachamim, kol ha-maisif gairea. Daf Pei Tes, the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says the death sentence of Zokein Mamre can only be carried out from the Lishkas Hagazis in Yerushalayim, and only on the Shalish Regalim. So the chol ha-am yishmu v'yiro. Everybody will be there to see it and hear it. Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't wait till the Shalish Regalim, but we kill him immediately and send out messages to the Bnei Yisrael. Gemara, there are 4 cases where there must be a hachraza about a misa. Number 1, a mesis. Number 2, a ben sarer umare. Number 3, a zokein mamre. And number 4, edim zaymimin. The next Mishnah. A navi sheker is chayev chenek, but if someone suppresses a navua or doesn't listen to a navi, the misa is bidei shamayim. If someone is bayal an eishes ish, even if she wasn't nival to her new husband, there is still an iser of chenek. Gemara. It's possible that the same message of Nevuah can be passed to different Nevi'im, but each one hears about it in a different type of Lashon. An example of suppressing Nevuah is like Yaina, who didn't pass the Nevuah of Hashem to Nineveh. This, of course, we know is the Haftarah we lay on the afternoon of Yom Kippur. The Pasuk says in Bereishis, Vayhi achar hadvarim ha'ela v'Hashem nisa as Avraham. After what did Hashem test Avraham? Our answers, after the taina of the Sutton regarding the Suda that Avraham made Yitzchak without a carbon, that led to Hashem asking Avraham to bring Yitzchak as a carbon in the Akedah. Rabbi Levi says, it's referring to after the taina that Yishmael had on Yitzchak, that his circumcision was after 8 days, while Yishmael's was after he was age 13. Daf Tzadik. The Isra of Avodah Zarah also had a mitzvah saseh, since it says, v'nitatzdem, you should be oiker the Avodah Zarah. And finally, if a Navi, who had a good reputation, and he tells you to be over an Avera, you can listen to him. But if he tells you to be over Avodah Zarah, you can't listen to him no matter what he does. Even if he stops the sun for you, which would seem that he's somebody very, very chashev, very, very chashev, still you don't listen to him if it's regarding Avodah Zarah. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin Parak Yud Aleph, the final parak of Masechta Sanhedrin, Chelek, the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek li'olam haba. Every person in Klal Yisrael has a chelek in Olam Haba, meaning that after a person dies, the neshama separates from the guf and goes to Olam Haba. This is how the Rambam explains this. Other Rishonim say, this Olam Haba refers to the world to come in the days of Tchiyas HaMesim. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek is learned from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Samach, the Amech kulam tzadikim le'olam yirshu aretz, netzer matoy, masayaday lehispar. All of your people are righteous, they shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, to be glorified. And these people, the Mishnah continues to say, will not have a share in Olam Haba. Number one, a person who denies the existence of Tchiyas HaMesim. Number two, if one says, Torah lay min HaShemayim. Number three, an apikaris, which is someone who denigrates Torah or Talmidei Chachamim. Number four, Rabbi Akiva says, if one reads books of apikorsis, he also gets no Olam Haba. But this is only if he learns this for the sake of not following the Torah. Number five, if one uses special whispers to heal wounds while utilizing the words of the Torah, because really it's Ki Ani Hashem Reifecha, not this person. Number six, Abishol says if a person pronounces the Shem Hashem as it is Mamis written, which is a Bizoy to Hashem, then any of these things a person does not get Olam Haba. The Mishnah continues by saying three kings and four private individuals have no chelek in Olam Haba. The Melachim are Yeravam, because he made two golden calves for Avodah Zarah. Achav, the Melech of the Aseres HaShvatim, who together with Izevel introduced Avodah Zarah of Baal in Klal Yisrael. And Menashe, the son of Chizkiah, who spread Avodah Zarah in Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda says, Menashe does have a chelek in Olam Haba. And then there were the four people, Stam people, who didn't have a chelek in Olam Haba, Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, and Gehazi. The Gemara. If someone denies Tchiyas HaMesim exists, he doesn't go to Olam Haba, because Hashem punishes him via Midah Keneged Midah. If he denies Olam Haba, then he doesn't get to go to Olam Haba. The Gemara says a klala from a chacham, even if it's for naught, it can be chal anyways. The makor for Tchiyas HaMesim is learned from Bamidbar Yudches. When you enter Eretz Yisrael, you'll give truma to Aaron. But he never entered Eretz Yisrael. Unisata mimenu truma Hashem li Aaron hakayin. Since he didn't enter Eretz Yisrael, this is referring to Tchiyas HaMesim. Another makor for Tchiyas HaMesim is mentioned by Reb Simai in Shmais Vav. V'gam hakimaisi esprishsi itam laseis es eretz kanan lachem. We have a makor for Tchiyas HaMesim from the Torah, from Nevi'im, and from Ksuvim. Rabbi Yochanan says, if someone says a halacha in the name of someone who has already died, his lips, i.e. the person who died, moves in his kever, as it says, Dover sifsei yishayin. If a person does tshuva before he dies, then he can still get back his Olam Haba. And finally, the Queen Cleopatra said to her mayor, I know that those who are dead will come alive. The Kesar asked Rabban Gamliel, how can a person who died and turned to dust come alive again? Daf Tzadik Aleph. On Chof Gimel Nisan, a Chag was proclaimed because a Nes took place in Yerushalayim. Therefore, we cannot do Hespedim on that day. The Gemara says the descendants of Yishmael came to Taina, that half of Eretz Yisrael belongs to them. As the Pasuk says, Ela told us Yishmael ben Avram. Antoninus said to Rabbi, or asked Rabbi, why does the sun rise in the east and set in the west? It should return in the same place it came from. Rabbi answered, in order to greet its creator, the Shekhinah rests in the west. Antoninus asked Rabbi as well, when is the neshama placed in a man? At the time of Pekida, when a drop of Zerah is taken, are at the time of Yetzira, when the body is created. Rabbi answered, at the Shas Pekida. When does the Yetzer Hara start affecting man? Mishas Yetzira, from the time of creation, or Mishas Yetzia, from the time it exits the body? He answered, the Shas Yetzia, from the time it exits the body. By Trias HaMesim, anyone who is left with a defect, i.e. he's blind, for example, will come to Trias HaMesim without a defect, since it'll be cured when they rise. Ula said, in the days of Trias HaMesim, Hashem will be mevatel death forever, and wipe away all tears, as we see from the pasuk in Yeshaya Chav Hey, Bila HaMoves LaNetzach U'mocha Hashem Dima Me'al Kol Ponim. By Yemois HaMashiach, the lights will be dim, but by Olam Haba, it'll be strong. I, according to Shmuel, who says there's no difference between Yemois HaMashiach and Olam Hazeh except for Shibud Golias, so why will light grow dim? He answered, by the Tzadikim it will be dim, but by the Shechina it will be strong. The Gemara brings many Makairis for Trias HaMesim, including Ashrei Yoshvei Veisacha, Ayaluha Sela, which is a Lashon Asid. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says anyone who says Shira on Hashem's acts in this world will be Zechet to say Shira in Olam Haba. Whoever holds back from teaching a halacha to a Talmud, it's as if he stole from his Yerusha, as it says, Taira Tziva Lanu Moshe Merasha, and Dvarim Lamed Gimel. Daf Tzadik Beis. Rabbi Sheshe said whoever teaches Taira in this world will be Zechet to teach Taira in Olam Haba. Rabbi Elazar said, Deya, knowledge, is very important, as the Dalad is in between the two letters of the name of Hashem, Shakai, and the Dalad is there in between. And if a person has Deya, he will be wealthy. Any person who doesn't give Hana to a Talmud Chacham from his property will never see a Simen Bracha, and anyone who doesn't leave over pas on his table will not see a Simen Bracha. However, one shouldn't leave crumbs on a table, as it's like being Ovid Avodah Zarah. Any person who tricks people with his mouth, it's like he's Eved Avodah Zarah. Also, any person who gazes at an erva, he will not be able to have children. Rabbi Elazar says, a person should always be humble, and then he will live long. Tzadikim, that Hashem will revive in Tchias HaMesim, when they die again, they will not go back to dust. And those who are written for Chaim will live in Yerushalayim. In the years that the world will be desolate, Hashem will make them like eagles. V'niskav Hashem levadai b'yayim ha'u. When Nebuchadnezzar, HaRasha, took Yisrael into Golos, there were young men who shamed the sun with their beauty. There were women who saw them, and because of their taiva, they became zavais. They told their husbands, who told the king, and the king killed all of them. In a different maisa, Yecheskel affected Trias HaMesim on those who had been killed by Nebuchadnezzar, HaRasha. The Gemara says six miracles happened on the day of the Kivshan HaEsh of Nebuchadnezzar, where Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were put into, including the fact that the four kings who helped out in this particular Avera were burnt, and that Yecheskel revived the dead of Bikas Dura. Daf Tzadik Gimel. Even in the time of danger, a person should keep their official clothes on. Rabbi Yochanan said, Tzadikim are greater than Malachim, as we see from the three Tzadikim, Hananel, Mishael, and Azariah, who were put in the fire and saved, and whose names were placed before the name of the Malach. Rav Papa said, if a person sees a red horse in his dream, it's a simen klola. If he sees a white horse, it's a simen bracha. People say, if you have two pieces of wood that are dry and one that is wet, the dry one will ignite the wet one. Yehoshua was punished by the burning of his clothing, since he had sons who married women, and they weren't royal kahuna, and he didn't protest. There were six brachas given to Rus, David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hananel, Mishael, Va'azariah. And finally, Mashiach will know everything just by smelling. He won't have to look. Also, he will judge the poor with righteousness. Daf Tzadik Dalet. If someone becomes frightened, even if he never actually saw anything real, his Malach did see it. Therefore, that's why he becomes frightened. Hashem had wanted to make Chizkiyahu into Mashiach and Sancherem into Gog u'Magog, but this didn't happen. The Malachim asked, David HaMelech said so much Shira to you, why didn't you make him the Mashiach? But Chizkiyahu wasn't as great, you wanted to make him the Mashiach. Why? It was said Mashiach will only come when things in the world are bad. The Ruach of Duma asked, when is the end of Golos Edom? They answered, if we do tshuva, the Geula will come. When Yisrael heard about all of the Nisim, he said Baruch Hashem, which was more than Klal Yisrael said. From Vayichad Yisrael, Yisrael was happy. We learn that when Yisrael heard about all of the miracles that happened, he had a bris milah and he converted to Yadus. We know that Sancheriv exiled the Aseres HaShvatim. To where did he exile them? Marzutra said, to Africa. Reb Chanina said, to the Hare Sloik. Paro insulted Hashem personally, so Hashem paid him back personally. Sancheriv, who embarrassed Hashem with a shliach, Hashem paid him back with a shliach. The oil of Chizkiyahu lit up all the Bate Midrashim in Eretz Yisrael, and he said, anyone who isn't a Baki in Torah will be pierced by the sword. And so it was, that from Dan to Beersheba, they couldn't find an Am Haaretz, and from Givas until Antifras, they couldn't find a child who wasn't a Baki in Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. People say that if a din is left overnight, it will become cancelled. Daf Tzadikei. Rabbi Yechanan says there are 6 names for a lion, including Ari and Shachal. Because of the killing of Noiv Ir HaKohanim, Shaul killed them because they were hospitable to David, Hashem had a taina on Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says Knesset Yisrael is compared to a dove, as the Pasuk says, Kanfe Yoina Nechva Bakesef. David was given the choice as to whether he should be taken captive or his children should be killed. He chose the former. For 3 people, the land shrunk, and they had Kvitzas HaDerech. They were able to walk much quicker, even though it was a large distance. Number 1, Eliezer Eved Avram, when he went to look for a shidduch for Yitzchak. Number 2, Yaakov Avinu. As we know, he went Vayetze Yaakov Miber Sheva Vayelech Charana. Even though Charana was in Chutz Laaretz, he was able to get there quickly. And finally, Avishai Ben Tzruya. Finally, Sancheriv came with 45,000 princes sitting in wagons of gold with their wives and zaynus and many servants and horsemen, and in the future they will come with Gog Umagog. Daf Tzadik Vav. When Avram traveled and reached the area of Dan, he became weak because he knew that in the future Avodah Zarah would be worshipped there through Yeravam and Nebuchadnezzar. Rabbi Zeira said, be careful with the Zaken, even though he forgot his learning. He forgot it only because of an Einus. Be careful when you shecht a bird to do it properly. And finally, be careful with the children of Amei Haaretz, who are now Talmidei Chachamim, since Torah will come from them. Nebuchadnezzar was successful in conquering Yerushalayim, because Klal Yisrael did Averis, and he had a zchus of saying honorable words about Hashem. The day that Ochaz died, a nes happened, and Hashem took away 10 hours of the day, and when Chizkiyahu became sick and recovered, Hashem returned these 10 hours to the day. In the 5th month, on the 10th day, in the 19th year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, he burned the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. The Gemara says they brought Rabbanim and killed them, they brought the children from the Cheder and the Pirchei Kohuna, and they killed them as well. And finally, it ended up that the grandchildren of Sisra and the sons of Sancheriv learned Torah in Yerushalayim, and Hashem wanted to give them a reward. The Malachi Asharis complained to Hashem that they shouldn't get Schusim, or rewards, since their grandfather destroyed Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Daf Tzadik Zayin. Mashiach is referred to as Bar Naphtali, the son of the one who has fallen, as we see from the Pasuk in Amos, Bayom Ahu Akim Esukas David Hanayfalas. The generation which gets the Mashiach will be a very difficult time. There will be very many harsh decrees, very few Talmidei Chachamim, and people will feel a lot of grief. During the years approaching the Mashiach, even Tzadikim will feel the pain, and there will be hunger. But by the 5th year of the 7-year cycle, things will get better. By the 6th year, there will be Koilos, and in the 7th year, there will be a war. And in the Motzoi Shvius, Mashiach will come. In that time, the Goyim will be Mevaza, the name of Hashem, and the Yeshivas will be turned into Mekoimes Znus. People will wander, and the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog, Pnei Hador Kipnei HaKelef, and the truth will be taken away. Rashi here on Pnei Hador Kipnei HaKelef explains that the people at the time will lack shame. In other words, they won't be embarrassed to do shameful acts in public, just like a dog is not restricted by any sense of shame from doing whatever it wants in public. Kudrus al-Hadaf brings the famous Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who offers a pshat on this. He suggests that the term Pnei Hador, which literally means the face of the generation, should metaphorically be interpreted to mean the leaders of the generation. Rabbi Yisrael explained that it is characteristic of a dog to momentarily run ahead of its master, giving the appearance that it's leading the master, when in fact the dog is really following the master, as is indicated by the fact that it constantly turns to see which direction the master is heading. In this sense, the Brisa is saying that the woeful leaders of the pre-messianic generation will be comparable to dogs. While they may act as though they are the ones in charge and leading the people, they are in reality just following the people. These leaders always assess the potential reaction of the masses before taking any action or making any decisions, not wanting to jeopardize their prestigious positions. Such leaders are in effect mere pawns of the populace and are not leaders at all. Pnei hador kepnei hakelef. There was a story of a town where no one ever deviated from the truth. In that town, no one ever died before his appointed time. In the time of Mashiach, the young people will stand up before the old people. Sons will not be ashamed in front of their fathers, and people will not have midos in front of each other. Also, the grapes will not give enough juice, and the entire kingdom will become apikorsim. Mashiach will not come until people's wallets become empty, and people have gotten to the point where they lose confidence in the fact that Mashiach will come. The Gemara says there are three things which typically come during a period of Hesach Hadas. When a person is not even thinking about it, it strikes. In other words, when you don't expect it. Number one, Mashiach. Number two, a Metziah. A person finds something. He's not expecting to find something, but it just shows up. And number three, an Akrav, a scorpion, which also surprises someone usually. Rav Katina said the world will exist for 6,000 years. And then for 1,000 years, the laws of nature will cease to exist, while the neshamas will remain intact. The first 2,000 years of the world, there was nothing in terms of Torah before Avraham Avinu. The next 2,000 years were full of Torah, and the next 2,000 should have been the Yemais HaMashiach, but because of all of our Averis, Mashiach did not come. When and if Mashiach actually comes is Tali, and if we are Roy for him to come. There have been times where he could have come, and the door was open, but we blew the opportunity through the Averis we did. They found in the treasures of Rome a document that said the world will end after 4,291 years. At that time, Mashiach will come, and then at 7,000 years, we will arrive at the Olam Haba. At the time of Mashiach, there will be a Milchames Gog u'Magog, and Hashem will come to protect the Klal Yisrael. Reb Nosson was against the idea of trying to figure out the exact time of Mashiach, but rather he said we should just continue hoping for Mashiach to come as soon as possible. People who wait for Mashiach and who look forward to his coming, they will be zeicha to the rewards. When they come to Shemayim, we know one of the three questions that a person is asked is tzipisa liyeshua, that a person wait anxiously for the Yeshua, i.e. for Mashiach, to come. And finally, Rav says all of the predictions for the coming of the Mashiach have already passed and he hasn't come. So the coming of the Mashiach is tali in tshuva and maisim tovim. Shmuel says, even if we don't do tshuva, Mashiach will come due to all of the suffering we've had in Golus. But this is really a machlokes tanaim between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Daf tzadik ches. In the end, Rabbi Eliezer gave in and said, Mashiach will come even if we don't do a full tshuva. Rabbi Abba said, there is no clear pasuk which tells us when exactly how to know exactly when we are at the ikfas de Mashiach. But when the trees give a lot of fruits in Eretz Yisrael, and if man will be unable to raise money because there is an economic depression, and if there will be no peace, these will be signs of the ikfas de Mashiach. Others say, before Mashiach comes, all of the shaiftim of Yisrael will be pushed aside. Ula said, Yushalayim will be redeemed with mishpat and tzedakah. Tzion ba mishpat tipada, v'shaveha b'tzedakah. We say this on Tisha B'Av. If Klal Yisrael is zeicha, Gemara says, Mashiach will come in all of his glory as a real person who is a world-class figure. If we're not zeicha, he'll come plainly on a donkey with no fanfare at all. Rabbi Yechanan says, that Mashiach will come in a generation which is either entirely guilty or entirely innocent. And the Nayi Yehuda adds to this that in the end of the days before the coming of Mashiach, all tzaddikim will be entirely clean of averus, without any outstanding guilt, for they would have already received their punishments for any sins they did in this world, whereas the Rishayim will be entirely guilty without any zchusim, because Hashem will make sure to reward them before Mashiach comes for anything good that they may have done, so by the time Mashiach comes, they will have no zchusim to enjoy Mashiach.